Welcome to Android Snacks. Android Snacks is the TLDR of last week's Android developer news. I'm your host, Mike Scammell. A quick shout out this week to StavV on Reddit, who said that the intro was too long at 45 seconds. Thanks for the feedback, Stav. Your feedback is really important to me, so let me know on Twitter, Reddit, wherever. And I think we might just be at 45. Let's get started. First up on blog posts this week, we have View Models, Persistence, OnSave Instance State, Restoring UI State, and Loaders by Lila Fujiwara. In this blog post, Lila answers some common questions on View Model from architecture components. These are, do View Models persist my data? Are View Models a replacement for OnSave Instance State? How do I use View Models to save and restore UI state efficiently? And are View Models a replacement for loaders? Spoiler, they can be with a few other classes. It should clear up why you may want to move to including a View Model in your project. Double View Model bonus this week. The consistent Mark Allison has also written about it, so go check that out as well to get all your View Model needs. Next up, we have Dagger 2 Android Playground by Miguel G. Sesma. Miguel has made a GitHub project that looks at different configurations using Dagger 2, such as dependent components, subcomponents, subcomponents and builders, and Android injectors. He also gives some exercises in his project for the reader. His blog post shows some differences between using components and subcomponents and Android injectors, which are in Dagger 2.10. Next up, we have Kotlin for Grumpy Java Developers by Shasha Chu. Shasha explores starting writing Kotlin as a reluctant Java developer. It's an insightful look at just why you may want to start taking it seriously, especially in light of the fact that KT files may be starting to sneak into your codebase. It has a great step-by-step example of how Kotlin can take Java code and make it more succinct without necessarily making it any less readable. Next up, we have Embracing Java 8 Language Features by Jeroen Moles. Back on the Java train, we have an interesting post by Jeroen Moles on some new Java 8 features available right now in Android Studio 3.0. He explains lambdas, method references, and default interface methods. You may have already been using some of this without fully understanding it, but it's worth a short read to learn what's going on. Next up, we have tools and libraries. There's been an update to Android Studio 3.0 this week. We're now at Canary 7. There's been more bug fixes and the ability to specify matching build types. We have a couple of new libraries this week. Inspector, which is a tiny class validation tool, and Face Detector, which detects faces on the camera preview screen in real time. Now time for other stuff. This past Wednesday, there was a Reddit AMA with the engineering team for Android O. Topics explored included screen burning, scheduling background tasks considering the new background execution limits, theming, fonts, and plenty more. This week we had an Android Developers Backstage podcast, architecture components, persistence. Chet and Tor talked to Yigit and Sergey about Room, the new persistence API in the architecture components. They discussed what Room is and the issues they were trying to solve with the existing persistence solutions. We had a new fragmented podcast this week, Instant Apps with Zara Dominguez. Don and Koshi talk to Zara about instant apps. They talk about what they are, what they aren't, and how if you're considering dipping your feet in, how you might want to make some structural changes to your codebase. Now it's time for conferences. Coming up, we have Android Dev Conference in Sao Paulo, Brazil on the 24th of August, and also Android Summit in McLean, Virginia on the 24th of August. That's it for this week. You can follow us on Twitter at Android Snacks, and please do let me know what you think. This week's episode has been hosted, edited, and all that good stuff by me, Mike Scammell. You can find me on Twitter, at Mike Scammell. Our theme music is Fresh Kicks by Sono Sanctus. You can find out more at sonosanctus.com. Thanks for listening, and catch you next week. Right, guys, Pocket Cast says if I give subscribers kittens, then I might get on the featured page. I made it to the trending. I want to make it to the feature page. So if you subscribe I might send you a kitten. Chet, quiet down. Don't give me that eyebrow. Jake, Colt, come on. Come on, stop fighting. We know about enums and... come on, guys, get apart. So, yeah, subscribe on Pocket Cast and we might possibly send you a kitten.
You get... Remain. You got new owners. Come on, get in the box. Get in the box. Come on. I need to get on that feature page.